I'm Jackie, this is Garrett. We almost got divorced. Going through all that made us like how we are now, which is just so much better than you could ever imagine.
When you get through the deepest, darkest part of the night, man, it ain't nothing but sunshine after that.
This is the most important job you'll ever have, and people don't put as much work into it as they should. We're going on 25 years. We have 5 adult children and 1 brand new granddaughter. She's so cute. Hey guys, welcome back. It's episode 5 of the Limitless Living Marriage Podcast.
Yes.
And this one comes to you from the sermonic title.
Sermonic.
Yes. We're okay. Going to be preaching, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm vacation.
Vacation.
All things travel.
Yeah. We're going to talk about how that's important to a relationship, and there's many ways to do it.
Yes. He has not taken me anywhere in a very long time. Very long time.
Let's just hear what I have to say about that.
We got married very young. I keep saying that. So we didn't, even from the time that we got engaged to the time that we were actually married, we didn't have a lot of time like to go and vacation. We would have like long weekends or like overnight stays, but nothing that took us away.
Yeah. And nobody wanted to, we didn't think anybody wanted to watch all these kids. I would say my vacations before we got married were all family vacations. So a totally different experience than what I was about to find out with the vacation with my bae. Mm-hmm. So we, like Jackie said, we didn't have no money. We wasn't even thinking, we wasn't even thinking about traveling outside of, you know, the city. For those of you who might have had prior experience traveling before with different people, when you find the one, it's no better way to do it. That's why it's our thing now.
It used to be our thing. It's been a while.
Don't listen. It's been like a few weeks.
The lies. I think our most memorable vacation together, I don't know, we've had a lot, so I don't even know that I have a favorite necessarily, and I remember things about all of them fondly, but our most, I think the one that was the biggest deal to me was my surprise 20-year vow renewal aboard a cruise. And what I learned from that is that the people in my house can keep a secret. I didn't know was possible.
The girls have picked the ring, too.
I had
too.
No idea. But it was a cruise that we had planned. We had booked. We were going to celebrate our anniversary. So that was not the surprise. He actually paid for like a wedding. And it was just him and I there. And there's certain maritime laws that you can't. I mean, yes, we were already married, but they can't perform ceremonies
on a sea day.
Okay, so we were actually in port on our anniversary, and they were able to do it like on the actual day. So I think that's what made it bigger. I know a lot of people are like, oh, how did he pull it off? How did he? But for me, like, I don't question a whole lot of things because nothing seemed shady or off script. I know he had left me one time. I'm assuming he was dealing with something with it. But he left me with the capability of entertaining myself at the cocktail bar. So I had no issue with it. But even when we had to, we were in all white when we came down. And it wasn't like, even then I didn't suspect anything because we had been on several cruises and we were asked to attend different functions from being repeat cruisers. And that's basically what they said. So, and we always like to match to take pictures before and after events. So that was how he pulled it off. So that for me was probably my most memorable one.
It's so hard, like you said, because everyone is so memorable. I'm sitting here trying to think, and it's just like, I love vacationing with all of our kids. Like, I don't know. It's just, even right now, they're like we talked about, they're 22 to 29, and we love vacationing together, especially when they get older. That's the only time that you can get the whole family together. Like, old times. So it's like special to me. I don't know why I like getting the five of them together with us. But with Jackie, like everyone is a new experience. And so because of that, I would have to say the first cruise, just because, yeah, because it was all so new. It'll never be new again. Like the experiences are new, but for us to go on a vacation with just each other and to like see how much like world there was, not that we saw the world, but it was like, we've been trying, like we've been hooked. Like we've been addicts of vacationing. Like we found our thing. And man, it's been going strong for 20 years now. And like she said, she feels like I ain't taking her nowhere in a while. But the first one was just great. Went with a group of people. We experienced good food, good fun, being spoiled, being served. Like just, I don't know. I mean, every trip we go on, I love spending with her. I don't have to go far. Hotel across the highway, and I'll have fun with
Bae. You haven't even taken me there.
Yeah. It's cheaper to go to Mexico.
We are literally complete opposites. I don't know how we are sitting here together today.
Love
must be holding us together, because it is nothing that we share in common, even down to vacations. Like, we can both agree we like traveling. We can both agree we like trying new things. We can both agree we like cruising.
And to eat.
But this man will make you feel like you have been gone for an entire year if you've only been gone for 2 days. It's gonna drag you all over everywhere when you go somewhere. A few years ago, I don't even know what year was it, when we went to New Orleans, I was sick. I was sick the entire time. It was just a random last minute. I'm off during this time. I was planning on doing something else. Let's go somewhere that we've been talking about going. And the first day we got there, we landed, I think, at 8 o'clock in the morning. We did everything on the little hop on, hop off bus thing before we even checked into our hotel. We literally did the entire list things to do.
You're welcome.
In New Orleans. And we still had 4 more days there and things that we had planned on doing the entire time. I don't know how I made it to this moment to even tell.
How about the Raleigh vacation? Thank you. Thank you.
That one was fun.
Yes.
However, again, we went for...
About
the wedding, right?
Yeah.
We went for a wedding, and I'm pretty sure the couple who got married would have rather been with us just the days leading up to the wedding. We were there, 2.5 days?
Yeah.
Over New Year's, and it felt like we were there an entire month.
Why? Why is that, though?
Because we literally saw the North Carolina while we were there, the entire state.
It's just a few steps.
On foot, by the way. The whole thing.
Like, I like to experience as much as I can, because I don't know if I'm ever coming back to this place again. There's so much of the world to see. I want to see it all while we're there. And if that means we got to take a few steps, catch an Uber, have some pancake house, waffle house, you know, whatever. 3 a.m, catch an Uber back while we're putting people in the back of the car with the rear tire.
That was crazy.
like, that's an adventure that we'll talk about forever.
And we do.
But we balance it. Jackie's the type that she could sit at the beach with a cocktail in her hand just and enjoy the whole day just out there, and then go back to the room, put some nice clothes on, and have a nice dinner. Or I'm the type, like, I'm trying to paint the town every color like Curacao. That's what I'm trying to do everywhere I go. I'm trying to paint the town. I want to see it all. I want to experience it all. I want the DJ at night. I want to sleep in the morning, jump in the pool for about 5 minutes.
He asks for a lot when he's on vacation.
I'm getting better.
This is a lot.
I'm getting better, though. But I'll end it with this. I'll say this. She's seen a lot because of it. She won't ever admit. But her feet might not feel the same. But we have a wonderful time wherever we go somewhere.
I did 25,000 steps in New York City in flip-flops.
That was your fault for wearing flip-flops.
25,000 steps. That was day one, by the way. I speak for myself when I say, when I'm mad or upset with him, Like, I honestly don't care to be near him. Like, so I'm not sure that I would want to be. I think the worst place to be when you're arguing is on vacation. Like, mm-hmm. if you're on a cruise, your only way out is overboard. If you're in a foreign land and you elect to just leave the resort, you're taking a risk with your life. Like, I don't know that I would be like, we've been arguing lately, I think we should travel. That just is not something like I would be, I personally would be dreading it the whole time because I don't want to take no mess with me somewhere.
We've had arguments on vacation, though.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah, lots.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go on vacation knowing that we were in the middle of a rough patch. That's not something that I would want to do.
No, but sometimes your vacations are planned so far in advance. Mm. It just is what it is.
We gonna have to fake it. Like, somebody in here is gonna have to be is gonna have to get right before we leave. Because I couldn't imagine doing that. I just couldn't imagine it.
I mean, it's just like being here. Like, we get mad here and then we move on. Like, she might hold a grudge a little longer, but like, I can enjoy myself anywhere, especially on vacation. So if I'm upset with her, I'm the one that's trying to like get over that, and I don't know if she can get over it, but like, I really want to experience the time. That time, we can be mad later, but right now I want to enjoy the moment. I do remember, though, we did go on a vacation. Probably that was against your will.
South Carolina?
No, right after your mom had passed.
Yes.
And so that was different. That was
horrible.
Yeah, but you didn't make it horrible for me. Like, you. I mean, this is probably, 2-3 weeks later. And
not even.
Yeah. It was New Year's Eve. And, like, we were just, I mean, we were having a great time. And every now and then, Jackie would break down emotionally. We'd go back to the cabin or wherever. But I kept telling her, man, I'm so proud of you because I don't know if I could have held up like she did. The other part of it was everybody was wanting to see her at home. And so this was a way to get her out of here without having to tell people, no, I don't want to see you. but it was interesting because I don't feel like I had any less fun. I was just telling somebody the other day, like, you know, we're up there and they're counting down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're yay. And Jackie's like, okay, let's go back to the room. She sat down with a champagne and a hand and was like, let's go back. But it was still like, she stuck it out to midnight for me. And then she was like, okay, let me switch my emotions back.
But it was a week after.
Was it a week?
The service.
Yeah. Cold here.
And it was a cruise that had been, it had been rebooked 2 or 3 times from COVID. Yeah. So I struggled with going because I really, really didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then 2 days before we were supposed to fly out, our flights got canceled. I was getting ready for work and I woke them up. I'm like, this seems a little odd. Like, I don't know if this is true. Like, there was just everything trying to keep us from going. And I'm like, good, because I don't want to go. Like, I'd rather just be here and be miserable. And the day that we were planning on, we were going to ultimately drive our own car, which meant he was going to have to drive back. The day we were planning on going, like, right before I got off work, he got a call that there was a rental car available. So we drove to Miami from here, only stopping for like gas.
19 and a half hours.
And it's just, I was just talking about it not too long ago. It was nice because, like you said, like, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't want to be bothered. I wanted to be bothered. I didn't want to be around people. But the people on the ship didn't know. So it wasn't like somebody feeling bad for me or, you know, how are you doing? Or you're holding up. So what, like, I just didn't want to talk about it. But like at night, it was like the worst. I can't sleep on vacation anyway. And I just had like these crazy like dreams that I was dreaming that I dreamt that she passed away. And she was telling me, no, she didn't. It was just horrible. Like, cruise ship dreams are like terrible for me anyway. But like that was like probably the worst part. So I do remember like being out on deck, being fine. It was sunny. Yeah. It was fun. And then I just fell apart. Sorry. I'm like, I have to go. Like, this is terrible.
And then you kept apologizing to me. And I'm like, girl.
But it gets you away. Like, you have no option for contact. So that's why I like the cruise.
So see, even then, and I know that was different than what we were at, but even then, like, a vacation was somewhat healing.
But I still don't know if I'd go with them if we were fighting. When we go on vacation, just him and I, we're together. Obviously, we went on vacation together. But if he wanted to, like, leave and go to the beach or go to the pool or go on deck or whatever, depending on where we're at, he can do that. Like, if I wanted to leave and go get a drink, grab a bite, whatever, like, I can do. I'm fine being alone, honestly, because I'm an only child. Like, I grew up an only child, so I'm very independent. I don't need to have somebody with me to accomplish anything. I feel like there was a point in our marriage where I wouldn't want to go to lunch alone, or I wouldn't want to go get my nails done alone, or not that he would go with me, but I'm just saying I would want to be with, like, a friend or something like that. And I'm perfectly fine. Now, I don't think he has a problem if I'm like, you know, I just want to go do this thing. Like, I don't need you to come. And I don't have a problem with him doing that either.
I mean, that's what we mostly do. I mean, we have our fun together, but she's not a night owl at all. And so we've gotten to the point where, like, she's okay with me doing what I do, going out and seeing whatever it is to see. I don't know, maybe there was a time where you might have been a little jealous, but now Jackie's like, go do you. And I know when we went to New Orleans, man, I was up and down Bourbon Street. Like, she was sick. And I'd go tuck her in around 8:30, 9, whatever. Tuck her in. And she wasn't feeling well, so she'd go to sleep pretty quick. But one night, you know, I felt a little bad. I brought a little hand grenade home, you know. But it's just the thing. Like, she knows that I'm going to be up late, especially, you know, cruise, resorts, wherever we are. You know, I'm going to be safe, but I try to have fun. And then I talk about it with her the next morning. And sometimes she's like, ugh. Sometimes she's like, oh, I want to do that. So we'll do it together. But we've got this even balance of, I know what she wants to do on vacation. She knows what I want to do. And so we kind of let each other breathe and have room while not giving up any time we have together. We still do that more than the separateness.
Like, I've spoken about it in the past, about this budgeting app that we use. And we know that one of our biggest expenses year to year is our travel budget. I don't know that we've actually, so we know what we spent last year, and we did have a big trip last year. Yeah, we had a lot of trips last year, I feel like. So this year we're going to come in under, I feel like, since he hasn't taken me anywhere.
I feel like we need a cruise, but we'll see.
But I don't know that we've actually sat down and said, like, you probably said we spent this amount, if we could cut it back by a few thousand or whatever, like, that's a win. But I don't know that we've said, okay, we're gonna spend, you know, this much money on our entire travel for the year. I think we tried that a couple years ago, maybe a few years ago, but then, like, obviously we had, you know, break-in stuff, like birthday parties out of town, graduations, like things that maybe we didn't forecast for, so we got a little loose with it. But I don't think that I say, oh, I think our budget should be $20,000 for vacation a year, and he's like, no, it should be 10, and then we have this, like, drag out fight. I don't think my goal is to spend the least amount as possible and get the most value all the time. So I don't think that we're divided on that.
No, and we don't use, it's funny, I know this goes about everything we said in the money episode, but what I will say is we don't really set a budget. We put a two-year plan together. We put a two-year plan together, which we tweak at the end of every year, and then we kind of say this is what we want to do in 2025. And then, you know, through our joint savings, right, we make payments towards just come up with ways. And then if we don't have the money, we can't do it, or we'll postpone it or add it to next year's list, whatever it is. Like, we kind of plan it that way. So when you know what you want to do, it's easier to pay for. And then it's not just like these one-offs that we try to do. But Jackie's right. It's, you know, we kind of just get together and see what we want to do and then put money aside. But it is one of our bigger expenses. But we love to do it. And that's one thing that's living for us. So live life. Make sure you put away.
I mean, I don't want these kids to stop me from doing anything. The first The first vacation we went on without them, I thought I was going to have to leave this man. Yeah. I had...
He was mad.
I did not want to go. It was a surprise cruise. Like, who's going to be mad at that? Our first cruise. I was mad at that, by the way. I had all these little kids. When was that? 05? My baby had just turned two. I had a puppy. So I had a 2, 3, 4, 5. One that was 7 going on 8 and a puppy. I did not want to leave my kids. I was so attached to them. That's not the case now. I could not. I cried on the way to the airport. I cried the whole way because I was just, this was one of them vacations that I was mad going with him because I felt like I had to because it was other people there and other people involved. And then at the end of the trip, which was not even that long when you think about it now, I cried because I did not want to come home. I had such a good time. I knew I was going to be able to have contact with them. Like, things are a little different now. Like, if I wanted to reach them on a cruise, I could. I don't want to.
Not back then.
But back then, you didn't really have that option. So it was hard to leave them. But once I got there and realized there was nothing I could do about it, I was fine with it. I knew they were safe. I knew they were well cared for. So that wasn't an issue. But then we started taking them every other year and us going every year in between. And then we hit Disney in 2012. And he told me out the gate, I'm gonna make this up to you. We hadn't left.
We hadn't left yet.
We hadn't packed. Like, I don't even know if we had booked it yet, but
I felt it in my spirit.
We knew we were going to Disney and he knew it was not gonna be what I wanted. So that was the year that we started going on vacation every year. We went in June, July, and then he took me on a cruise in November.
I promised. Before we left, I said,
he knew.
This is not, don't get anybody. If you take your kids to Disney, don't even think it's going to be a vacation for you. Don't even have that.
You're not
in your
having
mind.
Any fun.
And so when we did that, like I knew, I said to her, just get through these 8 days.
8 days.
And we will reward ourselves when we get back. And I was rubbing her feet every night. She promised to rub mine.
I lied.
But she fell asleep before. You know, I get them amazing. You know, that's a whatever. But y'all never got mine. You still owe me.
No.
I'll say this about the kids. Like I said earlier, I love taking them. I love going with Jackie, though. It's just like when two best friends, I guess we've been together so long, like it's no pressure to do anything or to have to go anywhere like you are when you're with friends or your kids. I just love that time with you. And we don't necessarily have to go away. We've said that before. You don't have to go. You can make vacation a weekend in your hometown, right? Just cutting off the cell phones, going somewhere by a lake or a hotel or anywhere. But I will say this. There are times when we are having the time of our lives by ourselves and Jackie will stop and say, I wish the kids were here.
You boring. I wish they could. No, I'm just kidding.
But I say that, but I, you know, when she says that, it kind of, it hurts my heart a little bit. Not because she said it, because
he left all of them here.
Yeah, no, but you know, it's not as easy to get them all together.
It's not.
It's probably a little easier now, but I guess the point is that, like, when she says it, it's a realization for me that, yeah, you know what? This would be cool. And one of the things I like about having our kids together, it's weird. It's not even that they're with us. I love seeing them interact with each other. Because we don't see that anymore. And that's all they used to do. They used to be in this very room, just running around, beating each other up, yelling. And now they're older and they still kind of get along and get at each other's throats. But man, it's that nostalgia for me. I don't know.
I don't know that there's been a vacation that's been healing for the relationship. I don't feel like we're in distress or turmoil to where we are seeking healing by way of travel. But I would have to say we went on two trips that were really close to each other, I feel like, during COVID. At resorts. Both of them were at resorts. And both times it was like we were the only people there. I mean, there were other people there,
Wow. forgot about that.
I had like actual pool footage. There was no one in the pool but him and I. The beach, like the resort's back up to a beach. It was literally, you know, you leave the resort, you go to the beach, you're sitting on the beach, and then you have to go back to the bar to get a drink or to get a snack or whatever. But there were so few people there that they were literally following us to the beach, making sure we had everything we needed. So that was kind of like, it was kind of like our own private island, like our own private vacation. Or even Costa Rica was during COVID too. So
that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, that one was very similar as well. I mean, yes, there were other people there, but we had a private dinner that we had booked, and the people at the table were probably most of who was at the resort. Like, it was really nice because it felt like it was just us. So we, not that I don't mind interaction with other people. I'm more open to it now. Yes, I'm not a people person, believe it or not. Neither I know a lot of people are. He's the definition of people person. But I'm more outgoing now in my golden years than I used to be, where I'll talk to people I don't know and try to get to know them. But there wasn't like kind of that pressure to have to do that. So if we got like a ride to or from somewhere around the resort, we would interact with people, but I'm never going to force it. Like, I don't require it. I don't delight in it, but I'm not going to shun it. Like, if it presents itself. But I think the COVID resort trips, I think, were probably more, I don't know, made us feel more connected because it was basically just us.
And while you were thinking about the answer, I had no answer, but that is my answer. Like, that was, I remember we would be walking through the airport and we would be saying to each other, enjoy this, because when COVID's over, it's going to go back to normal. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we took as many vacations as we possibly could have during COVID for a third of probably what we would have paid for those vacations outside of. There's places we probably can't even go back to or want to afford now that they've reopened. But it was, and I'm hoping that when this podcast airs, that I can show pictures from some of the resorts where we were at, because it was truly empty. Mm-hmm. And you're right, it was healing because we had each other and there was no other people except the workers that were always at our beck and call. But man, yeah, that was. And I remember we went on one for 9 days. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
And you told me that you were going to stay and you didn't care if I left.
And I meant it. In my mind, I'm still there.
So after 9 days of just me and her, like, well, obviously she was fine with just her, but she still wanted to stay. Most people were ready to go home after four or five days. And we were the only ones there. So it was my entertainment that kept her wanting more.
I don't know if that's true. I recommend that couples don't take extended family vacations. And I'm going to tell you,
family,
no.
My family might see this.
I hope they do.
Why?
I thought, okay, I won't say. No. He wants to censor my opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
They might feel the same.
They could.
They probably do.
Free yourself.
I'm trying to. You're trying to stifle me. We have gone on. We've gone on two that I can think of that involve more than just your mom, my niece. The cruise. And then we went to a resort. Everybody. Everybody was actually on that one. Everybody was there except for my oldest daughter. That's everybody. So I don't know how many people.
That in.
Remember, he did not take you. It's just too much. It's entirely too much. Everybody can't get there at the same time. I think we were still dealing with like COVID travel. We had done extensive COVID traveling because the price was right. People couldn't figure out the, as they called it, the PR code. It was a QR code. Like, the Dominican has certain restrictions. There was just too much going on. So we were responsible for us, four of our five kids and my niece, because we all traveled together. And we got through no problem, lickety split, no issues. We had somebody miss a flight. We had people refusing to dress for planned family photo. There was just too much going on. There was too many things outside of my control. Like, not that I can control him, but if it's just him and I, we are aligned. We're on the same page. We have a common goal. We could get our kids behind it. We can't control a bunch of other adults. And it's just, I don't feel compelled to spend my whole trip with everybody that's in the group. And I feel like some people think that we should be moving as a unit the entire time. And when you have that many people, it's just too many different opinions, too much input, and nobody can agree. And then when you get an agreement, then it takes too long to execute. It's just, it's too much chaos for me. I don't thrive in that. I don't enjoy it. I'm going to go along with it as long as you're not looking for me to spearhead any of it. If you want to take charge and say, this is the excursion we're doing, this is how much it's going to cost, this is where we're going to meet, I'm going to be there. I'm going to follow all the rules. But I can't have anybody looking to me to do that, and everybody looks to him to do that. It's like he's standing somewhere with his hand raised saying, please pick me. I want to be in charge of this. And that's not what it is. But we need somebody to take charge.
I think it's more that I'm in charge of a bigger group.
Right.
So they want me to kind of.
And I get that. But then it just, everything just takes so long.
It does.
It's just so long.
You're like this.
And yes.
When we go, it's like that.
Yes.
So.
But it's hard.
I will say, and this is my opinion, for all the struggles.
I did not enjoy myself. No, like, I had a good time.
Like, we had a good time, yeah. Like, there were parts where we just wanted to, like, choke everybody. Like,
including. I wanted to start with him.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, I think that was, wasn't that the trip where the apartment or the hotel above started leaking in on ours, too? I can't remember. I think it was, but
and we had to move rooms.
There were just a lot of things that she said that were hiccups or unplanned or planned, and then it became unraveled. But when I think back to the pictures and the events we had and, you know, the excursions, I can look back at that on a fun trip, but never go on an extended family vacation. Mm. It's almost like the Disney one. You almost need a vacation. For the vacation.
Did we stay in? I think we stayed an extra day. I think our group was there an extra day.
Yeah, we did.
So we arrived on time and we stayed an extra day.
Yeah, we did.
So, I mean, it was nice. I wish my oldest daughter could have been there.
Man.
It was nice because everyone was there. Because the previous family trip we went on with his family, his dad was absent. Yeah. Our niece was absent. His oldest brother was absent. So everybody was there. And it was nice. Like, we did things together. We're not everything together. So there were certain people that were like clicky during the day or whatever. And being on a resort that was like
all-inclusive,
surrounded by two other resorts, and we had been to one of them before, it kind of let people have the freedom to go do the things that they wanted to do. But we did want to spend some time together. I mean, we went through all of this to all get there together. But it's just not. Large groups, family, friends, whatever it is, it's just, it's a lot when you don't go in with a plan, when you have a lot of different opinions.
That's why you set your expectations a little lower and they're easier to exceed.
I'm just trying to meet the expectation. I'm not trying to exceed anything. I feel like the warning signs, the alarms, the flashing lights are going off. Every single day I'm at work, I feel like in the past 2 weeks, somebody has commented to me, when's the next trip? That is a warning that we are in danger of not having been somewhere in an extended period of time. But if you think about it mathematically, we were just recently two places in February. So we haven't even, it hasn't even been two full months that we haven't been anywhere.
That's why I'm over here laughing.
It feels like a lifetime. Like, it just feels like it's been so long.
So I don't want to set this precedent. Like, you need to go on a vacation every 2 weeks.
I need to go on a vacation every 2 weeks.
But vacation isn't for everybody. So when we say vacation, we're talking a get away. It could be a weekend away. It could be a staycation at home. But you do need a reset. I mean, just to disconnect from the everyday hustle and bustle. And for us, and I think we've talked about this, our goal our goal is one vacation every quarter. Like, that's what we strive to do. So she's itching around 2 months now. And this is because, like, we had that.
It's crazy, though, because last year at this time, we weren't able to travel. We weren't able to travel because you had work. So there was a long period of time where we didn't travel.
We went right after I got off.
But I'm just saying, like, for me to feel like it's been so long, less than 2 months, yeah. Like, I don't know why I feel that way.
No, for me, I think it's because it's, you know, we haven't been on a cruise. That's the thing, too. That was
the problem.
Yeah.
We've love been cruising. On a cruise since
June. But
it's been almost a whole year.
But I guess what I'm saying is, and we'll talk about cruising and resorts probably another episode, but that's our thing. So we do it more than most people, but we really wanted to stress why we do it, because we are very hardworking people. We deal with a lot, especially with our 5 kids and all my extracurriculars, and just a lot of things happen from day to day. So we need to get away. And that's when our in common things happen, right? Because there's a lot of things we do separate at home, but on vacation, it's me, you, bae, and we live it up.
I remember we went on a cruise, and it might have been the cruise where we went with one of the MSC cruises, where we went with the other two people. He was actually in school at the time. So
I do remember that.
He had like class and assignments and things that he had to do. He doesn't too much deal with like work stuff. And like when we're off the grid, I can't be contacted. So depending on where we go, I make it very clear that I will not be reachable.
You get more people reaching out to you than I do, though.
I do.
Especially now that we're reachable more because of technology.
99% of the things that I'm contacted about, I can't do anything unless I'm here. So I think that is known. So it probably limits some of the contact. Some things are just like, I'll need you to take care of this when you come back sort of thing. But I don't think it interrupted our trip. We were there with two other friends. So when he had to go study or do his homework or listen to the lecture, whatever it was that he had to do for school, I still had other people with me. We could still go do things. He never did it on a port day where we would have had to stay back from leaving the ship. I don't think he would have had an issue if I had left with the other two people. I would not have done that, but I don't think he would have minded. And I didn't mind that he had to take a break to take care of, you know, completing his degree. I sometimes need a break from him. So it's not like, I don't feel like it negatively impacts.
Just sometimes, not all the time.
On occasion, the rare occasion I need a break from him, like, I don't feel like it negatively impacted the trip. It wasn't like he was so stressed by the time he came back from the library on the ship that we couldn't have fun the rest of the night. In fact, I think it invigorated him more, and he wanted to stay out later. He wanted to do more stuff. Like, it wasn't a large window of time that he had to devote to something else that wasn't concerning our time away. And it was something that we knew going in. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. It wasn't like I was like, bae, I'm not going to do any work. And then I was always doing work. Yeah. It was one of these things like, I have to in order to pass this class. The way this semester fell with the vacation we planned, which is like poor planning on my part. And so we made it work. Like, we did it. I don't think you felt like I jeopardized any time with you. Like, Jackie loves time alone. but yeah, I do remember that. And I was sneaking time in. But like she said, when I was done doing that, man, I wanted to make up for what time I had missed.
We didn't go on a honeymoon. We had a 3-year-old. We had a 3-week-old. I was probably already pregnant with the third one. So we didn't do a honeymoon. Our first trip was year 5 in the marriage. So people who go on a honeymoon, I don't know if they know how they're going to be traveling together, being away. Like, some people might go local. They might just spend a weekend downtown or something like that. But if you're planning a big trip for after, like beyond the honeymoon, we have a couple of friends who, for their honeymoon, took a cruise. did not like the cruise. So I feel bad about that. But later on, half of that couple went on a different cruise and really enjoyed it. So I think you should sit down and find a place that like you both would like to go or have wanted to visit and see like where in common you fall. So that way you're both giving input on where your next trip will be. Because vacationing isn't cheap. Mm-hmm. Even if, I mean, cruises, all-inclusive resorts, you're pretty much paid for with both. Cruises, if you get off the ship, like that's all extra that you would have to spend. But you don't want to go into debt or spend an excess amount of money if you're both not going to enjoy yourselves.
If you don't include airfare, we're usually anywhere between $1,500 to $2,500 a trip without airfare. So you can, and we don't usually do less than a 7-night stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's just us with friends, it's 4 nights or whatever. So we're not spending a ton of money. If you think about what you waste on eating out and some other things like that, you can come up with a vacation money pretty easily. But what I will say about the newlyweds is I'm kind of torn on this one because we didn't go on one right away. But I almost feel like if you're a newlywed, go on the best honeymoon you could possibly go on without jeopardizing, you know, your whole savings. But you don't know when you're ever going to get the chance to go again, because we came into the marriage with little kids. We kept having more kids. And so it was a while before we actually got to experience it. So if we had started out in a place where we were more financially stable and didn't have kids, I don't think you understand how that is going to be zapped from you the moment you start. I mean, I'm talking about one kid. So if you are blessed enough to do a honeymoon, be financially smart with your wedding money. Go somewhere nice. Maybe someone will gift you one, but really, really enjoy it. Almost like it could be the last vacation you take because it could be a while. And like Jackie, I mean, no, because we didn't know what we were missing until 5 years into our marriage. And now we've been like crazy with it. And I would just say, enjoy that time alone. Enjoy that experience.
I feel like he would prefer a road trip. I'm not against a road trip. I am against driving. So, and I think he already knows that. If we are going anywhere by road, he is the only one who's getting us there. We recently went to Arizona and we were driving through mountains, maybe. I don't know. It was some kind of foreign terrain. And he's like, we need to switch. Now, I didn't know what that meant. So I'm like, okay. And he pulled over and I'm like, oh, this man means we need to switch. Like, I need to drive. He needs to be in the passenger seat. And I thought, does he hate me? Like, I don't drive at home. Yeah, this but is I crazy.
Could, you weren't
but
taking-
he was trying to get pictures of certain things that I wasn't getting. So, and it was fine. Like, I actually, it was an experience. Like, were we driving through mountains? Is that what that was? So, I mean, I'm grateful. So, part of Arizona had snow and the other part was hot where we were. And I'm just grateful that where we switched did not have snow. There was no inclement weather. Like, I don't know that I would have been able to handle it. But I think his preferred method of travel is by car, just because you can see so much when you're driving. However, he can't see anything because he is driving and I am sleeping. So he also has no company. So I don't know why he likes a road trip. Even our kids, I feel like, have gone to sleep in the car on him. So within, I think within a 7-hour travel distance, I think road would be more ideal. It would make more sense because by the time you get to the airport 2 hours before, you're on a plane for a couple hours. You got to wait for your baggage if you check bags, which I always try not to. Like, you're pretty much at that 7-hour mark anyway. I think to minimize the hassle, driving would just be easier. But for me, my preferred method is flying because ideally I would be far enough that I would need to fly. But I don't know. I think we're similar in our opinion. I don't like driving because I can't see.
Yeah, the driving thing is definitely something you're not going to do. But I enjoy driving. I could drive forever. I wish everywhere was drivable, but it's just peaceful to me. I put my music on. I get to see the countryside. Even when we were on vacation, we've rented cars and I've got behind the wheel. But yeah, that 19 and a half hour trip to Miami, that was all solo through the middle of the night. And she slept a good 18 hours of it. No, I don't know. It was close to that though. But I guess, but we know each other well enough to know, like, I'm not going to press her for not driving because I know she doesn't want to drive. She's not going to press me for staying up late because that's what I do when I'm here. Like, so we know each other well enough to, like, to this point, it wasn't always like that in the beginning, but we know each other well enough to understand what our rules are on vacation. Like, this is what I do. This is what you do. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I would drive all the time. And the other thing I like about road trips is I think the experience, the journey, there's just as much fun on the way there as there and on the way back that you talk about and remember that's kind of cut out with the flight. But sometimes flights are more efficient. You have more time where you're going. Most of the time they're cheaper because we usually rent a car when we travel. And then it's either or.
I just feel a tremendous amount of stress road tripping. And I'm not even talking like a real road trip. I'm talking like we have a wedding to attend an hour away. Like, I get a nervous bladder. I start sweating everywhere. Like, it's a mess. Like, I could literally be using the bathroom on my way out the door. And the second we get in the car, I feel like I have to go right away. Like, and I think that's part of the reason I go to sleep. When I was a kid and me and my mom would do road trips, I would always sleep. We would always leave at night and I would just go to sleep. So I can't sit still in a car for longer than an hour without going to sleep. So that's just like what I do. But it's just, I feel like I'm in prison. Like, I know a plane feels the same, but
it's shorter
usually. And on a plane, I can fall asleep before we take off. So I'm sleeping basically the whole time.
You spoiled. That's what it is. Tell them what you always tell me about riding.
It's harder to ride than it is to drive. And I stand by that.
But she won't
try. I don't know about y'all.
She won't try the opposite.
But it'd be a struggle to get out of that car after riding.
I want to find out. I want to know what it feels like to just ride.
You will never know if I'm your travel mate ever.
You'll be my travel mate.
Then you will never know that feeling. I think people should get away regularly just to, like you said earlier, to reset. And again, it doesn't have to be anywhere far. It doesn't have to be anywhere by plane or by ship or anything like that. Even if we go and spend the weekend downtown, because we typically do that, you're not far enough away that you can't be impacted by things that are going on at home, but you can make the decision to not let those things disrupt your time away. You can make the decision on the things you choose to respond to via text, via phone call, email, whatever. Like, I feel like if you make a commitment, which I need to be better about doing, because I usually respond to everything because I think it's rude not to. Like, if I'm text or I'm sent a message on Messenger or something like that, I usually respond. If the kids call me, I answer. And that maybe I need to communicate to people, like, look, I'm going to be unreachable. Like, I need an out of office like message on my cell phone and all my social media apps. But I typically do respond. Like, I think I should be better about staying off of social media, staying off of like group chats or whatever, just like while we're away and make the commitment, like these 2 days or 3 days or whatever it is that we set aside time to spend with each other, like we are going to spend with each other and not let any outside distraction interfere. Because I'm really bad about, like, the second we check out of a hotel, I'm instantly in go mode. Like, mentally, I'm thinking about the things that I need to take care of from the communication I've received while we've been gone. So the second we check out, even though we could still have the rest of that day, like, I'm no longer focused on us. So I think I personally need to be better about that. But I think it's important that you do get away. Like, you do need a reset. You do need time where you're not thinking about the everyday responsibilities, the bills, the appointments, the whatevers that are keeping you from just focusing on each other.
You would be surprised at what a 1 or 2 night stay in your nearest city would do. We'd love to do that. That's one of the things. I love the city life. I love being in the midst of a lot of different options. And so, you know, if it's a Broadway show, a food truck festival, shopping, going to a new restaurant, like whatever it is, and then spending the night in that city or town, it's just, you would be surprised what that 1 or 2 night stay would do. So don't dismiss not going away to Paris, Aruba, like wherever you think is a great place to travel. You can have your vacation right here at home. So don't look past the smaller vacations that really do a lot more wonders than the 7, 8, 9 day trips that you may never take because of financial reasons. But I will say, though, those two nights in the city is almost a Mexico vacation.
Boy, he have you walking.
No.
The things he have you seeing. OMG. So we were going on a trip to Aruba. We were meeting two other couples there. So one of the couples, it was his birthday, the husband's birthday, and we were coming to surprise him. So our plan was to arrive a day ahead. Our flight gets canceled the day before we're supposed to leave. So I'm in panic mode. There was another couple as well that was supposed to leave that day and come there. So we're trying to book flights, and all the flights, like, I'm just watching them go up. Like, you can't book them fast enough. And we ended up having to rebook. We ended up having to leave the following day, which was fine. We were able to extend our stay an extra day. But we wanted to be there to be able to surprise the person who was coming for their birthday. But we managed. Like, he was at work, I was off. I typically take off the day before we travel just for check-in and things like that, last minute things we need. And that just reminds me why I do that. But I think we managed. Like, it was to the point where we had obviously already paid for these tickets. We were going to be comped or given a credit, but now it's extra money that we're spending out. And like we stated on the previous episode, like, we didn't have this rule in place. Anything over $100, like, we partner on now, but this was going to be like $1,000. So like, I wasn't comfortable doing that. I thought, I mean, man, are we going to have to cancel? Like, is it even an option? But he trusted me to make the right decision. I got with him to kind of try to help me find flight, because it was only so much I could do it in one mode of like searching flights at a time. And finally, like, I don't know what ended up happening. I don't know if I booked it. I don't know if he booked it, but we got him booked. We got it taken care of. We were able to get there. So,
and the key is, right, things happen in life. You just panic adds nothing, worry adds nothing. So you just deal with it as it comes. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but it always works out. I said that in the last episode. If there's a will, there really is a way. I know, and I'm going to say the other Southwest trip, which was the Miami trip. And this one had nothing to do with Southwest, but I mean, I guess everything had to do with Southwest on that trip. But we went out to this, you know, fancy restaurant. Don't laugh. And Jackie, you know, she usually orders the food. She's good at picking out new things to try.
Was I not good at picking that out?
No, it was really good to try.
It was excellent.
It just happened to be, you know, a $400 dish. So she was looking at the item cost below it and didn't see the market price.
It was market price. They did not lie to us.
No, they didn't. But when we got the bill, man, it was yeah, legit $400 meal.
Lunch. It was a lunch.
It was lunch, yeah. It was lunch right after the 19 and a half hour drive. which I wanted to go to sleep instead and let her talk me. We couldn't check in. But I would have went slept at the beach. Remember, I said, just take me to the beach, South Beach.
We need to go. We need to go and spend a thousand dollars. She's like, let's go to this place.
You know, I won't even say the name, but she was like, oh, I was like, all right, let's go. And so we went. And then again, and this is like, I love telling stories because they always have good endings. And because of all the stuff that happened with Southwest, we were comped half of that bill.
So, I submitted everything.
Which was great.
The rent a car, the hotel that we had already booked because we were flying in a day before. I literally submitted everything. And I was reimbursed $1,300 out of the $1,500 I submit. I mean, gas, like anything we had to buy at CVS, Walmart. Like, so
yeah, we got you're everything. Welcome. Yeah. It just, it works out.
Yeah.
It works out even when you mess up. Or maybe she didn't.
I didn't. Well, that's it. That's it for our vacation episode. If anyone has any questions on places that we have been or recommendations we would make, we'd love to hear them. We'd love to give them. Our next planned trip, because again, I keep saying how this man is not taking me anywhere. I think he's mad at me. Our next actual planned trip, partially booked, we just have one more hotel to book, is Paris and Rome in the fall. So we're talking about an Alaskan cruise, although we've been talking about that for like 2 or 3 years, but there's only certain times a year that it's good to go.
What's going
to
happen?
We might go book a trip after we finish recording. It's time. We're due. So
there's always a deal somewhere.
There is always a deal somewhere. I am still waiting for a call back for a mini getaway from a friend of mine to New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I need to reach out and see what's going on with that. But
I don't get to go on that one.
No, he's not invited. We are leaving the heathens at home. But we're only planned for the one so far. So, which is fine.
Yeah, we got to look at our budget and try to craft another vacation out of there. But Rome, Paris ain't cheap. So
cheaper than Greece? So far
you ain't been yet.
I know, but like the getting there.
Once you get there, I hear there's a lot you can get.
That's fine.
If you have any questions, shoot them to us on our website, limitless-living.com, and then we're also on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and then you're watching us on YouTube. We're also on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, what else? Spotify. So we're a little bit of everywhere. If you Google us, you'll find us. But yep, keep talking to us, keep liking, keep commenting. If you're watching this, comment vacation in the comments and tell us where you've been, what you like, and we might
maybe
go.
We'll, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Share some of our good experiences. And don't forget, you can vacation close, locally, for a few nights. It's always an option, but we love y'all. Episode 5, we out.